are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Get to people, yeah.
What are you gonna
you gonna do?
Do you really think that?
Do you think it all? Yeah.
Our government cares about
they
you.
Ain't giving up a second thought about you. No. Ghetto people.
Who you gonna turn to next?
Tell
ghetto
me.
People.
You gotta take a look at yourself. Yeah. Ghetto people.
Where do you wanna be?
Where you wanna
tell
be? What's with your life?
Running like a red disease.
Running like a red disease. Ghetto people.
Stop giving up yourself.
Stop doing what you're doing to yourself, yo. You got to learn to love yourself. Yeah. Ghetto people.
You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity. Everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future, we all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor. And in
this
their
call
name.
Is being
we
recorded.
We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement, Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Dingmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted. And we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and the honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashay. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com, the number one black talk radio podcast in the world. That's right, in the world. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen live, let's hope you can go to the archives at timeforanawakening.com and press on. Time for an Awakening, excuse me, I press on African Perspectives, and then there will be programs that are dated and titled. Great weekend. I hope you get a chance to do all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do, and I hope the weather will be accommodating for you to do it. But if it's not, and you don't have to do it, keep your ass at home and wash your hands, okay? Stay home and wash your hands. Well, I was seeing this one, I think it was, looked like it was in Africa. I'm not sure where. And looks like law enforcement. People are out and they got a long stick, like a, you know, like a fishing pole, and they're just whacking people on their ass, you know. Go home. Get home. Well, you know, in all honesty, that's what they need to do here. No, not hitting people on the ass. But they need to stay home. Everybody needs to stay. And if you do go out, you need to have a mask. As I said on Wednesday's program, everybody needs a mask. So before, let's go any further. I'm going to get into these announcements. And then so we can get into the program. This is a open mic day. Anything you want to talk about, you give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. 9832. We don't have these too often because I always try to have a topic or something, but hey, you choose the topic sometimes, whether I have a topic or not. I have some of my callers, they'll change the topic. They'll make it happen. Just like last week, I'm trying to talk about sisters, trying to talk about women, and they kept talk about this, you know, COVID-19. And I said, I'm going to talk about that on Wednesday. African Perspectives, we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All times are going to give our Eastern times. Monday evening, Acres of Diamonds, some 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., Brother Wahad, Public Affairs Programming out of Philadelphia, Brother Wahad. And then later on that evening, Conversation Reparations for Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey at 9 o'clock. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers. From 8 to 10. He had some problems. I don't know. There were some problems with TuneIn, which is the main thing to how we broadcast globally. TuneIn. And there were some problems with that. So I hope that's been corrected. But I did broadcast. It is recorded. It should be up on. We'll put it up on the Time for an Awakening website. So hopefully that problem has been solved. I know Dr. Rogers was having that problem. So he's going to correct that, and he'll be back hopefully
strong. Well, he broadcasted Tuesday. I was on the radio with him, you know, but me, it was not on TuneIn. So anyway, the next program I'm going to announce is Time for an Awakening. If it's 8 p.m. and it's Friday, it's Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And then a Sunday. So you notice if you listen to this program, I'll usually announce a number of other programs. But because we've dropped some programs, then we're going to pick some programs up. But this is what our lineup is now. Time for an Awakening. African Perspectives, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Acres of Diamonds on Monday from 6 to 8. Conversation Reparations on Monday at 9 p.m. On Tuesday, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers. On Friday, Time for an Awakening at 8 p.m. And on Sunday, Time for an Awakening at 7 p.m. And then Monday through Friday is this tape delay. From 10 Eastern to 12 a.m., it's the Warren Ballantyne Show. All this is right here on Time for an Awakening Media. The number to call is 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. We Buy Black. We Buy Black. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses. All products are produced by us at We Buy Black. It's the largest marketplace for American African-owned businesses. It's WeBuyBlack.com. And go online and check them out. The laundry detergents, all kind of good stuff. Africa for the Africans. Africa for the Africans. Brother Bomani Tayemba has been doing a good job of helping our people get to the motherland. Good program. Reasonable cost. Believe me, they are. And unfortunately, because of the COVID-19, the April trip is not canceled. He said he's not canceling anything. He's postponing it to see if he can find better dates. So he's still going to have the Senegal and Gambia tour. He's still going to have the Ghana tour. The Senegal-Gambia was supposed to be April 3rd through the 13th. You know that ain't happening. Today's April 3rd. And the Ghana trip is May 25th to June 5th. Now, he's definitely hoping to have the South Africa trip November 20th through the 30th. And that's, 3,700. And then the Ghana trip, December 24th to January 5th of 2021. And that's $3,700. And then back to 2021 to Senegal and Gambia. April 2nd to April 12th, April 2nd to April 12th, 2021, and that's for $3,500. Give him a call at 404-931-9429, 404-931-9429. Brother Bomani Tayemba, go online, AfricaForTheAfricans.org. If you want to see pictures of what I'm talking about, go to Facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see video of what I'm talking about, go to YouTube.com/Bomonti2007. Africa for the Africans. Brother Minoko Rashidi. Brother Minoko's got a trip coming up in October, so it shouldn't. So what's happening right now, this trip should be okay. Because if it ain't, boy, we're in bad shape. And the world is in bad shape. Uganda and Rwanda, October 5th through the 16th. And that's for $4,200. He also has a trip to Kemet, October 22nd to November 4th. Going to Egypt or going to Kemet. Beautiful pictures that are on his website. Please go to Dr. D-R-R-U-N-O-K-O, drrinoko.com. Habasha stands for helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. Habasha. I mean, it's just beautiful. The sustainable seeds, these are young people learning how to grow and stay healthy, learning how to establish a garden, teaching math, science, and health in the garden. Habasha Works, a training opportunity program for urban gardening. You know, I mean, just beautiful programs that they have for Habasha. You know, their mission, they're a Pan-African organization that helps cultivate leadership in youth and families through practical experiences in cultural education, sustainable agriculture, entrepreneurship, and holistic health and technology. You know? So I can't say enough about Black to Our Roots and Sustainable Seeds and Golden Growers. And, of course, the Kashi Project, which is a beautiful project, and it's happening as we speak. They are doing the work in Ghana. They're building a village, the Kashi Village. And they're still wanting to seek donations. That's why I make these announcements. Mostly all these announcements are making you aware, and hopefully that you'll, you know, go online, look at them, and help them out. Seek donations. Shrine for the Black Madonna. Shrine of the Black Madonna, which, of course, the history program on Saturdays, Know Thyself, with Baba Olatunji, is not happening. It is every Saturday, free and open to the public, 1:30 to 3:30. It's not happening right now. But if you still want that information, you can contact the Shrine. The Shrine's hours are Wednesday through Saturday from 12 to 7 and Sunday from 1 to 3. The number to the Shrine is 404-549-8676. 404-549-8676. Of course, Shrine has everything. They have furniture, clothing. It's a bookstore. They have books. And they have that multimedia library at the Shrine. It's 7 terabytes. Whoa. It's a lot of information, y'all. 7 terabytes of African enlightenment for your viewing and listening pleasure. The bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall is the Meddu Bookstore. Meddu means writing. There's a word that goes after Meddu, and that is Netcher. Meddu Netcher. That's what the Greeks call hieroglyphs. Meddu means writing, and Netcher means God, the writing of the gods. And the Meddu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Give Mama Nia a call at 404-346-3263. 346-3263. And they have books. They're opened Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9. And, excuse me, open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 9 and Sunday from 12 to 6. Those times might change because of what's going on. It might be a lot. They close, probably close a lot sooner. The other bookstore is Cultural Center and Bookstore, Black Dot. Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore. Kazimde Ajamu is the proprietor, and he's in Lithonia. He is open. He has his cafe. He has a cafe now serving coffee and tea and so forth. You know, and of course he has books. It's the Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore. He has the Rig Black and Green Shoes. I mean, check them out. The number to call is 404-519-8107. 404-519-8107. If you're in that area, check out the Black Dot. You know why? Because there is light in the Black Dot. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. They had their Thursday night broadcast last night. Good program from 9 to 10. The number to call on Blog Talk Radio to listen or to make comments or questions or concerns is 929-477-2789. 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa Cooperative Economics, or as we like to say, family-centered economics. Akabin Institute. Akabin Institute. Brother Baba Baruti and Sister Yabaruti, once again, doing an outstanding job of educating our children. Of course, they have very few children now because of the virus, and they're doing a lot of online. So Akabin Institute needs your support. Make check, money, order out to Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. That's Akabin Institute, P.O. Box 10786, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310. And if you want to use Cash App or PayPal, put in the $ Yah, Y-A-A, the letter M, and then Baruti, B-A-R-U-T-I, and make your contributions on a constant basis if you can. It'll be greatly appreciated. You know it. Sanjay Dash, Haiti, Sister Gabrielle, really in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti. She is doing outstanding work. Go online. Check it out. Sanjay, S-O-N-J-E. Dash Haiti, AYITI.org. Sanjay-Aiyedi. Look at those beautiful children for education, healthcare, and sustainability, agricultural sustainability, and entrepreneurship. She's doing an outstanding job. And once again, they deserve to be supported. Yes, that's what we're talking about. Support. Make it happen. The Inye Sesim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. April 2nd. Freedom is not an idea located outside of man, nor is it an idea which becomes myth. It is rather the indispensable condition for the quest for human completion. Paulo Freire. Freedom, like power, is in our essence. It is inherited, creator-given characteristics, inexplicably by any means. It is spiritual force, whether recognized as an inseparable part of individual choice or not. It is always there. It cannot be given. It cannot be taken except by force or choice. And even when force is involved, it is still a choice, because physical and mental captivity are two different things. An individual's freedom is not the domain of any other individual or individuals. We also speak of group freedom, but that can only be accomplished if every individual within that group personally claims their freedom. A group wherein any individual does not consider him or herself to be free because of external constraints is not truly liberated. That group may be powerful and it may be autonomous, but it would not be, by definition, free. Freedom is a living phenomenon, and because it is alive, it must be maintained and cared for like any other living, breathing, growing, dynamic, creative thing, or it will become weak and sickly. Neglected long enough, it will surely atrophy and die, losing itself through the process of our memory. Sadly, real freedom is something most Africans never realize, because they do not exercise individual choice, whether they are aware that the choices they make are not their own or not, and cannot visualize personal power. Affirm, I struggle for the right of African people to choose freedom. Affirm, I struggle for the right of African people to choose freedom. April 3rd. To deculturalize American African children is therefore to deprive them of that which determines the way they think, feel, and behave. I repeat, to deculturalize American African children is therefore to deprive them of that which determines the way they think, feel, and behave. Felix Botten. We cannot afford to forget who we are and what we must do to return our truth to power. Return our truth to power. The penalty for our descendants is too high. They must be made to remember who they are, or they will be led even further into the blinding whiteness many of us run blindingly toward. It is said that it only takes two willfully ignorant generations for a people to completely lose their way. Conscious African adults must recognize, however, that regardless of how thorough and invulnerable we have and we believe ourselves to be, our children cannot be completely sheltered from an evil insanity without separating them from the call of insanity in a world where insanity rules. Western culture is consciously insidious, and the carriers of Western culture know that the best way to dislocate, fragment, and destroy a people is to corrupt their children. To be someone other than ourselves is to be insane. To knowingly make choices which allow our children to be driven insane is unforgivable. Therefore, African logic dictates the need for independent, separate, protected community in which we can rear our children into African adults, for all efforts will be naught. If you swim in an ocean of insanity, you're bound to get wet. It's just like, it's hard to live in a whole house and not turn a trick. Sooner or later, you'll pull your money out if you don't have an alternative. If we are rearing our children to be true nation builders, we have no choice. These are chances absolutely cannot take. These are the chances we absolutely cannot take. Affirm, I'm returning our truth to power. Affirm, I'm returning our truth to power. Tomorrow, April 4th. Knowledge is your ability to advance humanity. Bendele Tayimba. We must commit time and energy to both study and action, and we must do it without question or hesitation. Sacrifice is key to development. It always has been, and it always will be. Self-denial is the first step in developing the self-control, which systematically and subconsciously elevates one's will to the point of being able to re-Africanize yourself. There is no progress without work. As such, these efforts should not be confused with divisive and reactionary conceptions of separatism. This is destructive propaganda. If we cannot be African in their presence, then so be it. This is not a debate with Negroes, the consummate Europhilic self-integrationists, sub-integrationists, assimilationists, and amalgamationists. This is a serious discussion among African war scholars on independent nation building. If we cannot be nation building Africans, correctly educating our children, learning of ourselves, for ourselves, then there's no longer a question of our complete and utter destruction. Under any circumstances, in any place with anybody else, if we cannot be wholly and uncompromisingly African, then they must go, or we must go. Regardless of where we choose to be, providing a model by correcting the African community will naturally provide an example for our communities to follow in correcting the world. European culture should not represent us in this or any other universe. The worst of humanity should not serve as the epitome and apex of civilized culture. Ashe. Affirm, I am wholly and uncompromisingly African. Affirm, I am wholly and uncompromisingly African. To be African, that is the question. To be African. Brothers and sisters, I hope you're having a great morning and a great day and hopefully a good weekend of staying in if you truly don't have to go. That's what I'm doing. That's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing. Well, of course, if you listen to this program, you know from me, I have to do this because I've had pneumonia a few times. And even though I did get a pneumonia shot when I went to my doctor for my annual checkup, and it's the only vaccine or shot I do get. I don't get the flu shots. I don't get none of the other stuff. Yeah, they draw blood, you know, because they want to look at your health and see what's going on, if it's got cholesterol problems or stuff like that. And luckily, I'm still borderline, so I'm cool. I need to get better, and we all do, you know. But one thing we do is need to build up our immune system. We talked about that. That's one of the things we talked about on Wednesday with this COVID-19, that we need to build up our immune system, regardless of all the things that are being said of how it happened, why it happened. It is here, and it is devastating the planet. It is devastating the planet. And even though it is not hitting Africa hard at this time, but it will be. This is pneumonia. The COVID-19, remember I talked about coronavirus, and what is a corona? Corona is a halo. That's when they looked at the virus and they seen the round little thing. You've seen the pictures all the time, little, look like when people got the little hairdos of us, you know, little hair, little braids sticking out, you know. But when they look in the microscope and see it, it has like a little coming on the outside of it. And that's what a corona is, a halo, a glow. You've seen those pictures of who they say Jesus is. You know, oh, that's right. Next week, oh, man, that's right. Next week, Sunday. Yeah, next week, Sunday. So we need to boost our immune system. People are dying. You know, when my brothers in Milwaukee, and there's some more brothers I was just been told of back in Milwaukee that are in the hospital and not doing well. And for me, that's why now I'm advocating and seriously advocating that everybody, the damn planet, wear a mask when you go out, you know, or a scarf around your face, something that would help. And if you do sneeze or cough, still, even when you have that on your face, go into your shoulder, I mean your forearm or your elbow, you know. Because just like they said the other day, I saw a piece that said you can sneeze, and if you don't cover your mouth, you know, or over your, you know, obviously you're not supposed to with your hand, but hey, maybe that's what you've done. But you don't do that. And you just sneeze with the, with the strength of your whole body. Choo! They said that could go over 20-something feet. Really? 20-something feet? Damn. But even deeper what they're saying, it comes out, you know, like a spray, like a mist. So some of those droplets stay in the air. So you're coming around a hallway, walking on a hallway, you know, and when you're approaching the hallway, there's a left or right turn you make, okay? And so somebody who is going into their apartment, let's use this as an example, about to go into their apartment, and they sneeze. They don't cover none. That's tough. And then, because it's still in the air, you didn't really hear it, but it's still there. You made that turn, and you walked through it. You don't see it, but you walked to it, walked through it. And then a droplet got into your nose and moved into your nasal cavities. Then moved into your trachea, your windpipe. And then move down into your lungs, and you already had a precondition like I do that you would be susceptible, or you have diabetes, or you have any other pulmonary problem, emphysema, bronchitis, asthma, COPD, or you have a heart condition, whatever. And now you're feeling it. You're feeling in your throat, you know, you kind of dismiss, maybe drink a little tea or something like that. And then you start to get sick. And then you go to the hospital. They put you, maybe even put you in a coma, put you in a respirator. And you start to go down. There is nothing they can give. There's no antibiotics. It's not, a, you know, when in the hospital, they gave me antibiotics for pneumonia, the infection in my lungs. But this is different. There's nothing to give you. And your lungs fill up rapidly. That's why when our brother went into the hospital, when he went into the hospital, 2 to 3 days later, he was dead. Now, granted, about 85%, maybe close to 90% of the people who are getting it are doing well. In fact, one person who was 100-some years old, 100-some years old, I think 103. One of our esteemed elders in the community in Milwaukee, Baba Reuben Harpo. I heard he's doing well, and I pray that he continues to do well. There's two other brothers that I went to school with. They are not doing well, one particularly, and I pray that he makes a turn. We have to. Once again, we're all going to look further into 5G and what connection that has, because where the virus came out of was in Wuhan in China, and Wuhan in China was the largest. Everything was connected to the 5G, you know, so people can download things faster speeds and so forth. And then I played that piece where in times in history where there were pandemics, there was a change in the atmosphere through radio waves, sonar, all kinds of stuff, you know, as it relates to the technology. And so there's a core, they believe there's a correlation there. And that's what people are talking about with the 5G, because this is the most. There'll be satellites all over the place. But regardless of that, it is happening and it is spreading. That is a reality. And so to deal with that reality, we have to boost our immune system. And, you know, I remember, 3 weeks ago, maybe 4 weeks ago at the most, well, black people ain't getting it. You know, there ain't no black people getting it. You know, we melanated. And then I'm melaninous, pedicinous. No. Now, there's benefits to melanin. There's no doubt about it. And there's benefits in eating food that are highly melanated. You know, brown rice, black beans, and so forth. You know, it gives us strength. Black seed oil. The brother who works in New York got sick. He was like, man, he's Jamaican. I'm going to a home remedy. I'm going to a homeopathic. That's why this sister who is in prison, you know, we need to, you know, to deal with that. Sister Ikena brought her to our attention, you know, and what is her name? Dr. Ascara. And her sister was on last week, Sister Jaliwa. And we're going to work with Sister Ikena to put a program together. Now, I understand that they were talking about the petition and what she's in prison for. She's a doctor. She is a medical doctor. But she told her, you don't get these vaccines. And because she told them not to do it, they put her in jail. And they put her in jail for a good amount of time. Not just 90 days in jail. No. 6 years. So this has to be dealt with. We're going to go deeply to make sure I get all the information and have her sister back on, Sister Jaliwa and Sister Akina and anybody else, and information about holistic healers. I know you've probably seen some holistic healers because they challenge the American medical system. The American medical system is about treatment. It's not about curing. Dr. Sabi. My mama said, when you talk about a cure for AIDS and a cure for cancer, boy, they're going to kill you. They're going to kill you. When you're talking about treating your body. And he said, I don't know if he said or some, I read it somewhere else, that disease can't live in an alkaline body. That's what we need to do. Alkaline your body. Read up on what's alkaline, what's acid. Obviously, if you're eating a burger and some fries, that's acid. But a salad with low dressing and some water, that's alkaline. I know it doesn't, you know, titillate the taste buds, but damn it, it's now all about health. We are under serious attack. This is real. And individuals who are telling us to do what I feel is right, because I ain't taking no damn shot. But because right now, if they said we have something, you got to take this, there'll be so many people, and particularly our people. I don't give a damn if Caucasians take it. Because in my understanding, hell, they're probably the ones that started it. But we all know that there is a quest by Caucasians to depopulate the planet. Bill Gates, one of the biggest pushers of vaccines. There's one particular piece I saw. He goes in front of a crowd. I don't know if it's a TED talk or whatever. He says, yes, we have a vaccine for population control. I always thought that vaccines, you know, were to help people to get rid of certain things that could be out there. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know. I mean, you were told, you were made to take the polio vaccine when I was a kid. Polio was serious. I remember this one commercial was scary as hell to me. You had this marionette, a puppet, you know, and he was just like he's doing a dance and he'd come along and he'd clip an arm, a clip a leg. I'm like, damn, you know, that's polio. Now you in braces. One of the best polio things, not Forrest Gump running in his braces fall off. No, one of the best ones is a woman that I had a lot of respect and love for, Wilma Rudolph. Get Wilma Rudolph's story. She had polio. And she overcame it to be a sprinter, to win gold medal in Rome in 1960. She said, Ali, because of course Ali was the light heavyweight in 1960. Was always trying to hit on her. This woman Rudolph is fine. Died of cancer. She smoked. Died of cancer. But I'm saying we have to boost our immune systems. When that brother from Jamaica, in New York, he's from Jamaica, but in New York, working, he caught it. And he said right away, turmeric, ginger, and garlic. Turmeric, ginger, and garlic. That's what he made. Brother Wakessa, here in Atlanta, talking about ways to boost your immune system, vitamin D. Go out in the sun. I know you're supposed to be outside, but right after this program at 1 o'clock or right now, 12 o'clock, go outside when the sun is the highest. Vitamin D. That's what the European was lacking back at the time of his human development, was vitamin D. Because he wasn't getting no sun. There wasn't hardly any sun. But we got it. But also, too, you can get, because I take vitamin D. You take 1,000 units, and I think the sun will give you a number 6. Low or no sugar or salt. Drink plenty of water. Fresh fruits and vegetables. Vitamin A. B, C, vitamin C, of course, vitamin D, E, and F, flavonoids, and then Z, zinc. All of these things will help boost your immune system, will give you a chance. What the brother showed on the video I passed around a couple of weeks ago with the brother with the locks saying, get this boil a pot of water, put some lemon in there, put some orange in there, some ginger in there, some garlic in there, turmeric if you want to do that. Put your head over once it starts boiling, the steam comes up, put a towel over your head, put your head up in there, and breathe in. Breathe in for 15, 20 minutes. It kills the virus because the virus does not like the heat. The virus, that's why it goes into your nasal passages and stays, and then it goes into your trachea, then it goes into your lungs, and it fills your lungs up with fluid. And then you suffocate, and then you die. So it's the bottom line. We got some folks hanging on out there. Let me grab a call here. 646. Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Oh, Dios.
Hey.
What's happening, brother?
Hey, Jay. How are you today, man? How you doing?
Hey, brother. I'm good. I can't complain. You know what I mean? It is what it is. It do what it do. And we still here. First, I'd like to say we lost a musical giant today.
Bill Withers. Yeah, Bill Withers. Lean on me, man.
Yeah, you know, the beautiful thing about Bill Withers was he placed himself in the position where he could tell the Peckerwood to go to hell because he owed his masters. And I had a friend of mine at one time who worked for BMI, and he also worked for ASCAP. And I don't remember which one, you know, Withers was with.
Mm-hmm.
But he told me, man, he one time saw the account for a lot of celebrities. And he was saying, man, the royalty check for, like, people like Bill Withers, Smokey Robinson, Stevie Wonder, were no jokes, man. He said his publishing royalty checks was the reason why he never had to worry about working again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they were fat, you know. He was saying, man, that the royalty checks of Stevie Wonder would blow your mind.
I bet. Look at the amount of music he done. And also, too, when people sample your music, they got to pay for that.
Yeah.
See?
And he was saying the number one that had some dope royalty checks was Gary Gordy, Smokey Robinson, Doja and Holland. He said it was amazing that the cats who owned, like, their masters and things of that nature, how they were able to live a certain lifestyle because of those publishing royalty checks.
Yeah.
He said, you know, he would see royalty checks for people like Otis Redding. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How a one song, if it was licensed properly, could make you hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. You know what I mean? So now you understand why the music business is so devilish and evil and unscrupulous.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, it's wild. But now listen, let's get back to this Corona thing. I was told, and it passed me on Wednesday, because I guess I didn't hear him when he said it, but your British boy had the nerve to call me ignorant, and that I didn't know.
Now, that's all it is, man. Don't be taking a friend. Don't call him like that, man. Don't do that, Jay.
No, I'm referring to Paul.
Yeah.
I can say the name, but I'm... Yeah. The British cat because
yeah.
I'm making
don't call
a
him a boy, man. He's a grown man. Don't do that, man.
My bad.
The brother from the UK. Okay, and so he called you ignorant. But see, Jay, you took offense to it, but I understand that too, because I always say about ignorance is only absence of knowledge. When somebody says that I'm ignorant, I just don't know about it. Now, if they say I'm stupid, that'll be another offense.
That's not the point.
Okay.
The point is this. How could one be ignorant of something that they're not trained in based on the assumption of one behavioral practice? So my point is this. How could I be ignorant when I'm saying that I don't know, I'm assuming, just like he's assuming, because number one, if I'm not mistaken, isn't he a lawyer and he says that he also specializes in computers? So my assumption is he ain't a doctor. So he's assuming just like I'm assuming.
Okay.
Because he's equating it with the fact of the Pickering, the white man, the devil's evil nature, and how he goes about systematically doing these type of things to cause conflict all around the world. But he don't have no proof. He don't have no proof because he's not trained in the science. So him, just like me, is assuming. So then if that's the case, he can't call me ignorant. And he can't say he know because he ain't a damn doctor.
Well, listen, no, Jay. I mean, there are some things that you know based upon the fact that you've read, you studied, hold on, Jay. Because you read, you studied, and you may have somebody who has the resource, who is a doctor, who can give you firsthand factual information. So that eliminates, it's just like, you know, I don't know about quantum physics, okay? I'm ignorant of quantum physics. But if somebody enlightens me, somebody teaches me, that it would eliminate my ignorance. So that's
no,
all
that's
that is.
That's not true.
That's not true?
That's not true. No, you know why it's not true? Because you have no practical experience in the field. You're just going on what somebody told you. You haven't studied. You haven't done the necessary research. You haven't put the time in to be a damn authority on the matter.
Can I say something? Good morning,
people. Hold on, Queen.
It's just like if I'm having a conversation with a baba. You understand? Somebody, like, I'll give a perfect example. How could I debate and question a master teacher who has spent years and years upon studying this subject? That's why Dr. Clark said he doesn't debate his equals. You see what I'm saying? Now, I could know a little bit and have an understanding because I have some sort of education or something of that nature, but I can't be no authority on the matter. I can only make assumptions of what the situation and what the game is. So to call me ignorant is off base.
Okay.
It's out of line.
Okay.
That's all I'm trying to say. I'm naive to what it is. I'm not totally.
To be naive, to be ignorant, pretty much the same thing, Jay. Pretty much the same thing. If you don't know, if you're naive, you don't know. And that's ignorance. And that's no problem, Jay.
So if that's the case, you got to chill on calling somebody ignorant and then be arrogant and say that you know when you ain't even a scientist or a doctor. All you're doing is basing on the assumption of what the Pickerwood done did to the world. I'll concede. And,
okay.
And the sister could speak now.
Okay. All right, Queen, you have a comment?
I do.
Okay.
Hotep to family.
Hotep, my sister. Always good to hear your voice.
It's amazing to me that the brother would bring this subject, ideology of ignorance up, because he's called me ignorant once before, and I had to temper myself, but I am so glad, and I thought about it, and I said, I'm going to have to address this issue, because he seems to be very comfortable with calling African Americans ignorant. Now, he don't know, I don't know, you don't know. If you do know, please enlighten us as to where this carnivore virus came from. Mm-hmm. None of us truly knows. At least I think that.
Okay.
But I do think that the answer does lie in Wuhan, China. The answer lies there.
Well, I mean, you know.
And for him to, can I finish?
Sure, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And for Richard, that's his name, right? From across the pond.
Oh, no, it's Paul. Brother Paul.
Paul. Pardon me. Paul. Mm-hmm. To so easily and comfortably call African Americans ignorant. is very offensive and very untrue. Our experience is not his experience and never will be. Now, he can sympathize and empathize and even work with us, but our experience will never be his experience. And I would like to discuss this with him, which was I was going to do when he comes back on, if he's not listening now. But okay. He's very comfortable in doing that. Maybe his people are ignorant, and as to our experience as the melanated people all over the world, because our experience is not their experience.
Okay. Let me say this. Our experience as African people, wherever we are in connection to Europeans, is the same experience. It's demeaning. It's degrading.
Yes.
It's dehumanizing. Right. That's the same experience. So, but once again, though, Queen, and to the listeners, you know, I don't want to get too deeply off into, you know, the ignorance, because I want us to stay focused on, you know, what this virus is, how it happened, why it happened. And I want us to stay focused on that. And not so much, too, about those things as opposed to what we can do to prepare ourselves and to defend ourselves against this attack. How we can boost our immune system. Things that are out there that will work for us. That's what I'm going to focus on. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll talk more about this and other things. I'll get some others into this conversation. I see some folks waiting. I appreciate that. So hang on. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network, on timeforanawakening.com, and blacktalkradionetwork.com. You stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
We all agree tonight, all of the speakers have agreed that America has a very serious problem. Not only does America have a very serious problem, but our people have a very serious problem. America's problem is
self-destruction. It really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause. The way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives.
Pop, 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 one is shot. Who's to blame? Headline, front page, and rap's the name. MC Delight here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time.
Triple brother's life with a knife at his wife. Cried because he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gang bang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, because that's
self-destruction.
Funky fresh, dressed to impress, ready to party. Money in your pocket, dying to move your body. To get inside, you pay the whole $10. Scotch tape with a razor blade, tape to your collar. Leave the guns in the crack and the knobs alone. MC Lights on the microphone. Bum rushing and pushing, snatching and taxing. I crammed understand why brothers don't be maxing. There's only one disco, they'll close one more. You ain't guarding the door. So what you got a gun for? Do you rob the rich and give to the poor? Yo, daddy, yo.
Straight from the mouth
of why
and daddy O
do a crime,
end up in jail,
it
and gotta go.
Cause you could do crime and get paid today,
and tomorrow you're behind bars in the worst way.
Far from your family, cause you're locked away.
Now tell me,
do you really think crime pays?
Scheming on taking what your brother has?
You little sucker,
you talking all that jazz.
It's time to stand together in a unity, cause if not, then we're soon to be self-destroyed, unemployed. D-rap race will be lost without a trace or a clue, but what to do is stop the violence and kick the science down the road that we call eternity, where knowledge is formed and you learn to be self-sufficient, independent. To teach the each is what rap intended, but society wants to invade. So do not walk this path that they laid. It.
Self-destruction, you're headed for self-destruction. Self-destruction.
D-Nice, break it down like this.
Children growing, women producing, men go working, some do stealing.
Self-destruction, you're headed for self-destruction.
This is all about, no doubt, to stop violence. But first, let's have a moment of silence. Swing. Things been stated, re-educated, evaluated. Thoughts of the past have faded. The only thing left is the memories of our belated. And I hate it when someone dies to get all hurt up for a silly gold chain by a chump.
Word up.
It doesn't make you a big man. And to one and go and dish your brother, man. And you don't know that's part of the plan. Why? Because rap music is in full demand. Understand?
Self-destruction.
My name is Just Ice, a man, not a prankster. I was known as the gangster. But believe me, that is no fun. The time is now to unite everyone. You don't have to be soft to be for peace. Robbing and killing and murdering is the least. You don't have to be chained by the beast. But party people, it's time I release.
Hey yo, here's the situation. Idiocy, nonsense, violence. Not a good policy, therefore we must ignore fighting, fussing. Heaven's at the door, so there'll be no bum rushing. Let's get together because we're falling apart. I heard a brother shot another, it broke my heart. I don't understand the difficulty, people. Love your brother, treat him as an equal. They call us animal, I don't agree with them. I'll prove them wrong, but right is what you're proving them. Take heed before I leave to what I'm saying, or we'll all be on our knees praying.
Heavy deep, deep in the heart of the matter. The self-destruction is served on a platter. Making a day, not failing to anticipate. They got greedy, so they fell for the bait. That makes them a victim, picked and plucked. New jack in jail, but did the vets ever duck? There's no one around, cause in jail you're a number. They never took the time to wonder about
self-destruction. Yeah, it was self-destruction.
To merge, we live for the love of our people, the hope they get along.
Yeah, so we did a song.
Getting a point to our brothers and sisters who don't know the time.
Boy, so we wrote a rhyme.
Instead of your heads, you know our job to build and collect ourselves with intellect.
Come on.
To revolve, to evolve the self-respect.
Cause we got to keep ourselves in check,
or else it's
self-destruction.
You are listening to Time For an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. Once again, you're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Other programming we have here on Time For an Awakening Media on Mondays, Acres of Diamonds from 6 to 8, followed by Conversation Reparations, Brother Jamoke and Sister Lacey from 9 to 10. On Tuesdays, Black Reality Think Tank with Dr. William Rogers from 8 to 10. If it's Friday and it's 8 p.m., it's Time For an Awakening, brothers and sisters, with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. On Sunday, once again, Time For an Awakening at 7 on Sunday. And the number to... The Warren Ballantyne Show, every Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern to 12 a.m. right here on Time For an Awakening Media. The number to call is 215-490-9832. Also, too, on Fridays, Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 on Blog Talk, Disaster Awareness for Community Preparedness with my good brother and friend, Brother Yusuf Muhammad. And the number to call is 563-999-3089. That's 563-999-3089. 1-800-999-3089. Yep. Talking about keeping us safe. Building our immune system. Giving good knowledge, good information. This caller's been holding on. Let me get him in. 404-453.
Hey, peace and blessing, my brother.
Hey, what's up, Wes? How are you today? Good.
Hey, I'm still learning, man. I'm still learning, bro.
That's right. Okay, we are lifelong learners.
Yes, sir. See, I'm an electrician, man. I've been walking around in this field and all this since 1970-something, man. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so I can feel when I'm working, particularly rather on high voltage or low voltage, I can feel the effects of that on my body, man. Did you see that video I sent you where the brother showed when Wi-Fi is on, nothing mm-hmm.
Right, right. And he walked away. Okay. He was by the microwave, and it was kind of lower voltage. But when he walked towards the window where there's Wi-Fi out there, man, you know, the meter went off the chart.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And when he turned off the Wi-Fi, then you saw the plants and stuff growing in the ground, man.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And so, man, this stuff is real, man. I ain't going to say I'm an expert, but I've been doing research. And as far as that polio vaccine, I was dumb enough. I was a little boy, and my granddad
right.
and him up here. They fell for the scare, and I ended up taking that damn polio sugar.
Yeah, I did too. We all did. We're talking about the fifth. We're all talking about the. Is that what happened to your ass, Wes? I'm just kidding, man. Just kidding.
Yes, sir, man. Yeah. But no, yeah, man. See,
but no, we all took it. But Jay, we all took it because the polio was seriously, happening in this country and globally. It was seriously happening, and of course, Jonas Salk came up with the vaccine, the polio vaccine, and we took it. Like I said, I mentioned this scary commercial back when I was a kid, with this puppet, this marionette. They had the puppet moving around his arms, and then, bam, they cut off a limb, cut off a leg, cut off an arm, and this is what polio can do for you, And so that's what happened at the time, But
that's
see,
what these devils do, man. They create a false disease,
mm-hmm.
and they come out with that killing poison vaccine.
Yeah.
All right? Because that polio vaccine, they got two different vaccines, one for the white folks and one for melanated.
Okay.
And they designed it to kill us, man.
But let me say this, Jay.
I know.
Wes, let me say this, Wes. I apologize. Let me say this. I don't mm-hmm. put anything past. I'm a child. I didn't know then, but I know now.
Yeah.
I know now. I was a child. And our parents, unfortunately, I'm going to use this word, were ignorant. That's all. Ignorance just means absence of knowledge. Exactly. We have been trained to be trusting of the European, trained to be trusting of this system. And so everybody was getting the pull. But my point being on this particular topic and subject is that the fear has been put into the public. And so, therefore, now they can push a vaccine very easily because people are fearful of getting this airborne disease and saying, I'm going to take this vaccine. And the vaccine may be the main thing that kills you.
Precisely, man. It's always, I've never heard of Hegelian dialect. Well, these devils, they create the problem,
mm-hmm.
get a reaction, they come up with a solution. It's to kill everybody, and with this Bill Gates thing,
mm-hmm.
he want to come out with a vaccine that got an ID chip in it called ID 2020.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And so, therefore, everybody on the whole planet, because he's talking about everybody need to know if somebody took the vaccines, man. Bill Gates is a devil, man.
Well, Bill Gates is a eugenist. He's part of that mm-hmm. eugenics movement of the time when Margaret Sanger and all of the other Caucasians started Planned Parenthood,
That's all. And his daddy was a Nazi, man, eugenist, okay?
Who Bill Gates?
His DNA, man.
Bill Gates
That's
is that right?
Was,
okay.
Yeah, his daddy was a Nazi eugenist, man.
Mm-hmm.
And see, they feel, main thing is they feel Black Planet, man. They know their time is up, bro.
That's
why they created this fake doggone climate change.
Well, climate change ain't fake either, though, now, Wes. Climate change is not fake.
Yes,
they created.
Right.
No, they caused climate change, brother. They caused it.
Yeah.
It ain't fake. It's real.
Right, right, right. It's you real, know, they, but the whole climate is changing.
Right,
side of the air,
exactly, because they
to be a black
because
threat.
They affected it. What they have done and all the things they have done and are still doing, it's
yeah.
real.
And they time up. Basically, their time is up, man.
Well, I will tell you this:
babies like we doing.
I tell you this though, Wes. Yes, their time may be up, and we could say that. But the reality is, when you are dealing with an evil entity who has the ability to do what they continue to do in terms of destruction, then before they give up their time, they'll destroy this whole damn place. It's just like in South Africa. It's just like in South Africa. It's just like the damn French, who I have a, you know, I have such deep disdain and distaste for the French and particularly for the British in terms of what they have done to African people. But the French, particularly because of, you know, now, when the French had that incident at the theater and people got shot and so forth, there was even some of us with the water pattern on there. On the, oh, the poor French. Oh, I was about to cuss.
Even when that church burned down at Notre Dame, man, these Negroes was on there talking about the damn, so it's all a mind thing, man.
Yeah.
Okay, because I ain't got time to be arguing with my brother and sister over nothing.
Yeah.
I see all of us do research, man. Just don't take what somebody say. Just look it up. You can go to two or three different websites and look up the research, man.
Okay.
We ain't got time to be arguing. That's what the enemy wants to argue with each other, man. I'm not falling for that shit.
All right.
That's what me and Elliot have talked a long time, man. We ain't got time to be in competition with each other.
No.
We at war with these devils, man.
Listen, Wes, that's the point. That's why I have this program. This program is not for us to debate and argue. This point is to figure out how. This program is about independence, self-determination, liberation, and sovereignty for African people. That's why I don't come on this program talking about politics and sports and stuff like that. No, I come on this program to try to enlighten our people because I feel that's my contribution to the freedom of African people.
Creator, man.
I'm trying my best, dear brother. Stay listening, Wes. Okay.
Yeah, all the time, brother. Stay black all the time. Black,
all right.
Black every day, y'all. Our time.
That's right. Africa for the Africans. 678-678. Good afternoon. 678-508. Just want to listen. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Okay, I'm back to Jay.
Listen, the reality is this. You know, the sister said what she said. I said what I said. As far as I'm concerned, you know, we have to show respect to one another. And, you know, sometimes people just have a certain arrogance about themselves, the way they talk.
Well, let me just say
this. No, let me just finish the point.
Okay.
The way they talk, the way that they respond to certain things when it don't go their way and all of that. Now, it's an issue because I'm not the only one it happened to. I would have addressed it at the time, but to be honest with you, I didn't catch it, and it was brought to my attention. Now to hear that the beautiful queen has experienced the same type arrogance, you know, then now the person, I hope, understands that we take issue of it and, you know, he'll address it. Because in all truthful thing and matter, I think it's a cultural difference between how people from other places act and respond to people at other places. That arrogance may work in Britain, but it don't work here. In America, so I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
Hold on,
Jay. Just keep that thought because let me say this. I was watching a piece. I've been watching a lot of damn Netflix, y'all. But there's some good documentaries, especially on Miles and Coltrane, Lee Morgan, and a number of others. Man, I love Coltrane. Love Coltrane. But anyway, let me just say this. I think that because I saw a piece last night on movies. And of course, the wave of British actors and actresses who are coming in. People had issue with the sister playing Harriet Tubman. You know,
right.
they had issue with the brother playing Dr. King. You know, they're saying, hey, we got a number of American African actors and actresses. Why y'all get? But my contention is just like the brother in Star Wars. He's also from British African. I think he's from Nigeria. You know. But my point being, we all one people. But what happens is our influence by Europeans. If you can remember, or if you learned about our movement into Liberia, the arrogance that we had because we had been so deeply influenced by the Europeans, and some of us may even be light-skinned going into Liberia, and how we dogged out the brothers and sisters who were there. And then, of course, they had, because they not had, even though they were colonized, but they weren't enslaved, and so they had a different arrogance towards us. Once again, these petty, superficial differences got to be kicked to the curb, because we want African. We're African people. That's who we are. And that's what we need to come to grips with. And if the apology is necessary because one feels offended, apology should be, damn it, given and moved on. Because what's the, like I said, there used to be a cat when I was on Blog Talk Radio. There was this brother from St. Louis, called himself Pianchi. Now, of course, we know
listen, I deal with him every Sunday. Every Sunday I deal with that character.
Still?
I called you one day and you listened to the full Brother Keeney show. That's him.
Yes, Brother Keeney. Brother Keeney Owadu show. I know, man. I don't know why Brother Keeney got. I told the cat. I used to mute him a lot. In fact, I kicked him off. But by kicking him off, all I mean is that when I saw his number, I just wouldn't acknowledge it. Because I told him all the time, I don't want to argue with you about whether or not we should be free or self-determining or liberated or sovereign. I ain't gonna argue with that. Only thing I want to discuss is how do we achieve it, man.
Every Sunday I got to go at it with this character. He's a Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? He went to Africa and got him a wife.
Yeah. I know.
He's over in Africa doing business.
Yeah.
He's worse than Paris Denard.
Paris Denard is terrible, man. But there's a whole bunch of Paris Denards.
They on the same level. Oh, I mean, and he knows better. Yeah. It's not like he doesn't know, but he's the thing that most people don't understand is he's an accomplished. A real accomplished builder.
Yeah, he is.
When it comes to St. Louis.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done major projects as far as building the infrastructure in St. Louis, and he's a pretty rich dude.
Yeah.
So because of his, I guess, wealth and arrogance, he's amazing. But I will say good things about him. He's one that pushes young black people to go into STEM.
Sure.
But his overall rhetoric is bizarre.
So we
got it popping.
Right. So to me, that's very conflicting. You know, my contention is this: to be African, is you is or is you ain't? Right. Are you in or are you out? You know, because if you out, you stay. Yes. Go ahead.
You were just saying about the two actors over from Britain, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the brother from Star Wars, and I think the other cat is David Algelado or whatever. You know one of them got a peckerwood for a wife, right? So once they got a peckerwood for a wife, then you got a question what their cultural loyalty is anyway. So you would, me personally, I don't have that big of an issue with British actors coming over here and getting the work. I mean, I don't know, because I'm not really a movie. I'm not really that big of a movie freak.
It doesn't
bother me. I have more issue with music than I probably do with, the rest. But I could honestly honestly tell you that there are some talented individuals from Britain that sing soul music. I'll give you a perfect example, Joss Stone. She's pretty good. But the one thing about her is I know that she, in a lot of sense, have shown respect to the culture. So you got to give credit there. But I don't think Jello really respects the culture in the way that the other cat does, the one in Star Wars, because the one from Star Wars made it extremely clear that the racism in both the U.S. and Britain is off the chain in regards to the culture. But you know, the thing is this, though. Like I think we all agree that there's some sinister stuff going on with this virus thing, Oshie.
Yes, it is.
I really believe it's created by man in hopes of dealing with population control. As time goes on, you will see.
Let me say this. I said this the other day as well. I don't like Dr. Fauci, but now Dr. Fauci is getting big praise. In fact, they're saying Dr. Fauci is now the sexiest man in America. That's how ridiculous this stuff is. And when he wasn't there for those two sessions, people questioned because Trump was pissed because Fauci was correcting him. I don't like Dr. Fauci because when the AIDS piece broke out, he was adamant that the AIDS virus was not created by human beings, was not created at that lab in Fort Detrick, Maryland. Was not done, and many people stepped forward to say otherwise. Zaire Miles and Dr. Strecker were on the Montel Williams show saying clearly about how this thing was created, and then how was it even implemented. So believe me, I put nothing past Caucasians to do whatever they feel they have to do to maintain their position of dominance and control. And one of the things they definitely want to do is decrease the population of the planet. One of those so-called royals said something. I'm not sure if it was the younger one or older one. Hell, they're both the same. Said there are too many people in Africa. Africa needs, birth control. Africa needs to be, the population is too. They're putting a problem for the animals and stop it. Believe me, they want to eliminate African people. So I'm not questioning whether or not that this virus is going to exactly do that, but it's going to decrease the population on the planet. But what I want is for us to be aware of what we can do to boost our immune system. Here's another piece we need to look at in terms of boosting our immune system. I just mentioned it before. It's alkalining our body. They say that the virus itself is like 5.5 to like 7% alkaline. So you can get lemons, which is 9.9, lime, 8.2 pH, avocados, 15.6. Damn, there's a lot of fat in avocados, but also a lot of alkaline. Garlic, 13.2. Mango, 8.7. Tangerines are 8.5. Pineapples high in alkaline at 12.7. And dandelions at 22.7. Dandelions. And then, of course, oranges at 9.2. Now, if you're truly alkaline in terms of alkaline your body, you want to stay away from a lot of sugar. But although there are natural sugars in pineapple, natural sugars in other acidic fruit, mangoes and so forth, not acidic, but fruit. But the point being is that we need health. We need to make ourselves as healthy as we can be. And we need more homeopathic remedies. I mentioned before that we're going to talk about the sister who's in jail because as a medical doctor, she's in jail, but she's promoting holistic health. There have been holistic healers who have been killed. We mentioned Dr. Sabi and what he was doing. We mentioned Dr. Leela Africa. I'd like to really know why and how he passed. His wife never stated. She just said, his wife said that, let me say that, we're not talking about there was no government conspiracy, this or that. He died on his own terms. What does that mean? Did he commit suicide? Or did he have a precondition? Did he have a disease that he was, did he have cancer? I believe, just like, I don't know about you listeners, they killed, Dr. Bobby Wright. They killed Dr. Amos Wilson. There are the people I believe that they killed. They said they had cancer.
I believe that.
Yeah. You know, I put nothing past these Caucasians to do any and everything they feel they have to do to maintain their position of dominance and control. And then when it looks like they may be losing it, they'll destroy it. That's what's scary about the planet. That's what's scary about the planet. They have the ability to blow this bad boy up 20, 20, 30 times over. It's possible.
Whenever they wish to. I mean, just think about that. Yeah. You have, I think it's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 6 or 7 countries that have the ability to cause all types of strife. You mean, I don't even know, I think they do, but I'm not sure. I know Israel has it.
Well, yes, Israel has it. South Africa has it. South Africa.
I wonder if South Africa has it.
South Africa has had it. Did they dismantle it? But I know they had it. And how did they get it? America and Israel.
Yeah, definitely.
India has it. Pakistan. India has it. Pakistan has it. Russia has it. And, of course, China has it.
That's good that they both have it.
You know?
That's good that Pakistan and India have it.
Right.
Because that would keep each other from killing one another, if truth be told.
Exactly. No, you're right.
They need it.
Exactly. Like, you're right.
Because you know if one of them didn't have it, the other one would have probably went in there and invaded the country by now. It's just like the same that the way the world is set up, that it keeps Israel from going in there and destroying Iran.
Exactly. But also, too, in South Africa, is it under our control?
No.
If they have it, is it under our control? Let me say this. Let me say this in South Africa. If you are in control of the money and you're in control of the military, you're in control. I don't give a damn how many dark faces you have in high places. You are in control. And that's what's happening. Let me read this. This is a piece that Al Franken, of course, fell victim to the Me Too movement. And I think there's some people who definitely should fall victim to the Me Too movement for their behavior and what they have done and the disrespect they've shown women. You know, Al Franken, of course, was a comedian. He was on Saturday Night Live and he became the senator of Minnesota. And Arden, hater of Donald Trump and Rush Limbaugh. He says, well, it finally isn't funny anymore. The grandiosity, the ignorance, the cruelty, the bullying, the racism, the petty insults and insistent stupidity, but especially the nonstop lying. The greatest asset that a president can bring to a crisis is credibility. On day one of his presidency, Donald Trump chose to pick a fight with the media about the size of his inaugural crowd. On the morning of January 21st, 2017, after fewer than 24 hours in office, Donald Trump sent out his press secretary, Sean Spicer, and it was laughable and easily disprovable lie that Trump's crowd was the largest in history and ever to attend a presidential inauguration. The pictures were there, and I know y'all seen them. And then the other substantiator of his lies and came up with a statement or a word the very next day, Kellyanne Conway, let the Americans know of the existence of something now called alternative facts. Or so that's how it's going to be, huh? y'all got some facts. No, we have alternative facts. They're still facts nonetheless to us. Since then, the lies have come so fast and furious that keeping track has been impossible. How do you remember the last one when 3 or 4 more equally ridiculous lies are almost certain to follow that day? Don't take him literally, his supporters insist. Take him seriously. Really? Well, no. What they really are saying is how happy they are that he would be appointing pro-life judges and pro-corporate federalist society judges, cutting taxes to benefit the wealthy, undoing regulations to help corporations exploit their employees and destroying our environment, and pulling us out of the Paris Agreement and the Iranian nuclear deal. That Trump, that the president of the United States is a malignant narcissistic who could allow no fact to stand that contradicts his insatiable need for self-aggrandizement has been of little concern to the establishment Republicans. The stock market was climbing. They were getting richer, and they had to cover from the right wing, and they had to cover from the right wing media to fool enough of his base to believing his limitless dishonesty. At this year's State of the Union, the First Lady bestowed upon Rush Limbaugh the President Medal of Freedom, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, an honor he now shares with Mother Teresa, Cesar Chavez, and a host of others, and the crew of the Apollo. In 1995, I wrote a book entitled Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot and Other Observations. For a reason, the same reason I wrote Lies and Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right, a few years later. Without Rush, without Bill O'Reilly, without Sean Hannity, without Newsmax, Breitbart, and InfoWars, there would be no Donald Trump. Until this crisis, Trump has paid no real price for his insistent pathological mediocrity. Before politics, a man had spent his entire career in business where evidently there was no accountability for inverted lying. But for this crisis, there is accountability. And instead of leading, Trump's focus has been where it's always been, on Trump. I give myself a 10 out of 10. We're very close to a vaccine. I don't take responsibility at all. Anybody who needs a test can get a test. This was so ridiculous when he said this shit. Anybody that needs a test can get a test, and the tests are perfect. Like the letter was perfect. Like the transcript was perfect. Of course, no leader could have prevented the devastation that this virus has and will continue to extract. But because Trump's focus has been on himself, his reelection, his fragile self-image, the government squandered most valuable commodity, which is time, and the amount of suffering which the loss of time will cost this nation is tragic and is unknowable. Trump will not step away. He will continue to take the stage and our focus, but he will not be able to claim the credibility he never earned. We are left to proceed despite we are left to proceed despite this president and find the leadership we need elsewhere, from governors and mayors and other civil servants, from healthcare professionals and scientists and economists, from community leaders and each other. It is time for each of us to step up and fill the vacuum at the top. First, by staying home and washing your hands, and for those fortunate enough to weather this storm financially, to help those who cannot. Lest we forget Trump's Houdini Act ability to escape the traps he set for himself, is also time for us to commit to his defeat in November. For now, find a way to do that from home. But when it's time to come out into the light, it must be as a collective mission to make this god-awful human being pay the price for every lie he has ever uttered. I certainly hope you appreciate this humor, veracity, and light of this mess Trump has gotten us into. Please be sure to vote in November. I thought that was pretty decent when I looked at that online the other day, in terms of all of the stuff that this man has done. And, you know, I don't talk about him very often, you know, hardly at all, because we have to do what we have to do as African people. But there is, to me, it should be no way in hell that this man, But then again, we got to know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with Europeans who believe that they are superior. And the fact that they have been challenged by those outside of themselves, they believe. That's why Donald Trump's election was a response, even though Barack didn't do nothing for us, as far as I'm concerned. I'm not going to debate it. I'm talking about for us specifically. But because he was there, Europeans could not stand that fact. And so Donald Trump was able to be elected. Also, too, the Democrats had a terrible candidate. So open up the phone line. Somebody want to talk about this? Queen, are you there? Mute her. She just sounded too bad. Jay, you want to end on this? We only have 20 minutes left.
Yeah. Who is that that wrote that article?
Al Franken.
Oh, okay. I know Alan. Yeah, man, this guy is an absolute total disaster, man. I mean, you know, you could just look at how much of a disaster is by, you know, the people that surround him that influences decisions, man. And now they got this nitwit son-in-law of his who has really no experience in anything other than being a rich, privileged Yerugal, Peckerwood, that's now having an influence on the policy and the direction that the country's going with. So, you know, I'm sorry to say it, Oshi, but, you know, other than my love for my people, I could give less than a damn what happened. Anytime you're supposed to be a superior nation, and you allow individuals like this to influence the direction of your nation, not based on intelligence, but based on racism, it's just amazing, man. And we're going to suffer for many, many years to come because of this guy. And it's sad that the only reason that he's in the position that he's in is based on his whiteness, not based on anything.
No, you're right.
Of honesty, truth, even his business acumen
is terrible.
Is not even, to be honest, up to snuff.
Right,
because
it's terrible.
Everything basically that he's had, he's destroyed it.
Yeah, he's failed.
He's robbed and done all sorts of things to people. He's just, you know what I mean? He's what a country like this deserves to be at its head. It's just sad that we as a people haven't placed ourselves in a position to be shielded from a dog like this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people are going to suffer. But like I say, man, this situation, Oshi, over the next, I would say, year or so is going to be real tragic for our people, man, because it hasn't even hit the fan yet. I mean, in 2 months from now, I mean, I don't know if you live in a carrying state, but if you do, you better start preparing yourself to carry all the time because you're going to have a lot of people going hungry, brother. A lot of people, because you got to think of it this way. It's here in New York now, and it's going someplace else next. And because you don't have the type of individual in office that could organize and really address this situation, it's not gonna happen. Like the most simplest thing, I was listening to Cuomo last night, and Cuomo's no good either to a certain extent. But the one thing that he has political experience and intelligence, something that your boy don't have.
Right.
And even though he has arrogance, he's not totally arrogant. So what he was basically saying is that when you have this pandemic concentrated at, one should focus on that, take care of that, and then go to the next place. So if I need ventilators, we should get as many ventilators here as you can. Let us use them, get our people well, and then when our need for ventilators decrease, then we move it on to the next place. But you got to have people who's intelligent enough to understand that and organize that and coordinate it. This jackass in the White House, he don't have that ability to do it, and that's why the country's going to get screwed when it's all said and done. And that's the tragedy. That's the real tragedy in this, OCN, yeah. That we're supposed to be a people that are superior to others and have the ability to solve all sorts of problems. But I'll leave you with this. The thing that gets me is the sycophant Obama lovers saying that if Obama was in office, it wouldn't be these problems an issue. I beg not to differ. Who knows?
Well, let me just say this. You know, he did have some other things in place and some things that when Trump took office, he eliminated. You know,
right. I agree with that.
You know, so he had some things in place. And then we looked at what happened in other pandemics, the Ebola outbreak and so forth. But Donald Trump's so damn arrogant and so ignorant. His ignorance and arrogance, his narcissism, his... I mean, he has no empathy, no compassion. He hasn't
but
said anything about
that, though.
Huh?
But they love that, though. They take pride in that BS, if you notice. I mean, how could you, in all honesty, give this guy a passing grade based on his behavior and his actions? To show you how narcissistic he is, why is it that he has to get on TV basically at the same time every night to spill bovine excrement? You understand? To go on these petty rants against people. And to say, yes, Queen?
Okay, family. And so what? We have to start paying attention to ourselves, you know. And like Brother Oshie was talking about, what can we do to heal ourselves, become alkaline? It's so simple. It's so easy. We have to, you know, Africa is filled with foreigners because we did not fill the vacuum. There was a vacuum there, and we are not filling that vacuum. So others have taken advantage of that opening. And here, everybody's not going to get on, become awake, wake up, become conscious, and then be proactive and activate your consciousness at the same time. But those of us who are conscious, this is our job. Thank you, Brother Oshie. Thank you, Brother Jay. And I'm not disparaging with anyone. I ain't trying to argue with nobody. I love you all. So it's not about that. Let's not get, you know, stuck in the mire and the nitpicking of, well, I don't think, so who, what, so what? We got bigger problems. Thank you, Brother Oshie.
Let's all get
alkaline. It's so simple.
There you go.
And go back to the basics, like our grandparents. Eat the right food.
Yeah.
Pay attention to yourself. Stay healthy and lead by example.
Right on. Because, you know, because in this situation, because of what I've seen happen, the people that I know that have passed and how they have passed, you know, causes me concern. I'm not scared. I ain't scared of shit. I'm not scared. I am concerned and I'm aware and I take precautions. I want to be here. So I can't, you know, just be cavalier about anything. I got to handle my business. And so that's what's going to be done, you know.
By example.
Yeah. You know, let me see, get this caller in. 404-453-WES.
Hey, my brother. Hey, y'all absolutely right, Ochi. But these folks got all kind of weapons, man. Mm-hmm. You can go back to 1975. They got a heart attack gun, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Where they can shoot you with the gun, and it got ice. It's made of ice. And once they hit you with it, mm-hmm. the ice melt in your system, you have a heart attack, man. Okay? They got all so many kind of weapons. And they even got one. I give you two perfect examples. Okay, go back a couple of months where they had all these Negroes going crazy over chicken sandwich. That was subliminal domestic weapons. And then fast forward to last week, they got people going foolish buying toilet paper, man. Okay, that was subliminal weapon, man. All right, so like my sister said, we got to eat good and you got to listen to 528 hertz, man. That's the natural sound of the earth. That's your heartbeat. You listen to 528, man, hertz. It can't nothing touch you, man. You be riding with the universe, man.
All right.
That's the all. God always got a solution, man. Just Google 528 hertz in your browser and listen to it, and you can recharge your DNA, man. All right? That's a good solution. The great solution from the creator right there, man.
Well, let me say this. I think that as we have a faith and we have a spirituality, we're dealing on a planet that has been despiritualized. We're dealing with a people that are anti-spirit. You know, even though they profess a particular religion, and of course that religion is in their image and in their interests, and unfortunately we have bought into that and we believe that, you know, to me, I can't see how the religion can work for them and it can also work for us. I can't see that.
Hey bro, we had to teach them devils how to bathe and wash their ass. All right? You remember that saying, don't throw the baby out with the bad water? You heard mm-hmm. that, folks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know that comes from. Yeah. They had only one big tub of water. And so when the man washed his ass, then the woman, she washed hers. Then the other young kid washed his. By the time the baby came around, the water was so filthy and dirty that you had to make sure the baby was out of the water. I hear you, but
there it is. But, and another one is, you know how they had the weddings in June where the bride got a bouquet, right?
Right.
Huh? A flower.
Right, because you know she was stinking. Because
the bride was so goddamn stinking, she had to have some flowers, man, to cover that funk.
Yeah.
Right? So they devils, man.
Yeah, okay.
You can look that up, too.
I hear you. I hear you, Wes, and these are some truthisms. But the reality is this. The reality is this, is where we are right at this moment and where we need to be as African people, and that is moving in a direction for liberation, determination, self-determination, sovereignty for us as a people. We want to be on this planet having our own. We don't want to be on this planet begging nobody for nothing. We don't have to. Our problem is that our minds are so messed up. We don't understand that we are that we have access and we have ownership of a continent. Just like, you know, Europe is not a continent by anybody's definition. This is the height of arrogance of Europeans. They made it a continent. So when they say how many continents they are, there are seven continents. No, they're not. They're not seven continents. There's six continents. But because they made Europe a continent, they wanted to separate Europe using the Caucasus Mountain Range that pretty much separates the eastern portion of what they say is Europe, you know, from Russia, from Mongolia, from China, and so forth, and using that mountain range going west to say that's a continent. That's what I'm saying. You know, it's not. But on the continent of Africa, lies all of the resources. And we should have access to that. We should be able to develop a mindset and a heart that says, we're coming home. We're coming home, brothers and sisters. And we ain't coming like we came 100-something years ago when with the establishment of Liberia with an attitude and a mindset that somehow we're better because we've been westernized. No, we're coming of a mindset that we are the new Africans for the millennial, for the new future of Africa, for the rest of this 21st century. We're coming with a mindset that we're coming here to learn, to build. We're building roads, highways, ports, energy systems, sewage systems. They need all of that. They need all the infrastructure they can get, maintaining the planet, land management, to make sure that those beautiful migrations of animals in the Serengeti and so forth is maintained, making sure that there are game preserves like there are now. I mean, I remember sitting on a plane with a Caucasian from South Africa. Unfortunately, he was a few seats over from me. He didn't sit right next to me because I was going to have some conversation with his ass, especially because he was in America promoting safaris. And some of the safaris, you could shoot animals. You know, it cost you a lot more, of course. Other safaris just to look at animals, you know. One of the things about the European that we must understand, there's nothing we can do. They suffer from cognitive dissonance. They believe yep. they're superior. And there's nothing that we can do or say, even though there's a plethora of information out there to prove otherwise. They ignore it. They dismiss it. They suffer from cognitive dissonance. They also suffer from fragility. They're fragile. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear it from Caucasians, so they sure the hell don't want to hear it from us. They wish we would now, because there ain't no more damn cotton to pick and tobacco and sugar cane. They wish we would just disappear. Not just in America, off the planet.
They can't even handle the sun, man. I don't work with them out there in the sun.
Of course they can't handle the sun.
They go to melting and shit.
Of course they can't handle the sun.
So how the hell they superior to us? They can't even handle sunlight.
That's why they could not have been Kemetic people. That's why they could not have been Egyptians. That's why they could not have built the monuments, the pyramids, the Tekkens, all the things that you see there. But they claim it. They claim everything that is good. And if there's something that they don't understand, aliens did it. We didn't do it. If there's on the continent, aliens did it. We didn't do it. You know? So we're dealing with an evil mindset. So not only do they suffer from cognitive dissonance and Caucasian fragility, but hegemony. Their mindset is what's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. I claim every damn thing.
This plague that's been unleashed now is backfiring on their ass. They put it out there to take us out. It's backfiring on them, man. All right? So y'all just be cool, bro.
Well, let me
people.
Just say, let me
be
say this.
Come up, man.
Let me say this, Wes. Let me say this. And watch all that profanity. I know we on the internet. I know we on. Stop laughing, Jay.
Sorry about that.
But yo,
I'm sorry about that.
But understand this. Understand this. You know, they don't care if a number of Caucasians die. They are selfish and greedy any damn way. Yes, they would love to preserve the white race, you know. But no, it's collateral damage. Because that 1% of the 10% of the Caucasians who have huge amounts of wealth that have tilted the issue of economic inequality to such degree that it will never be corrected. Never. It was stated that it would take over 230 years with Caucasians' economics being frozen and ours being increased incrementally to have economic equality. Never. And not only that, any damn way, his economics is based on bullshit, you know. They just print money. It's just like he said, well, we're going to give $2 trillion. Well, damn it, you're with $700-800 trillion in debt. How can I give, if it was just me personally with my money and I'm so far in debt, how can I get more money? That's crazy. I'm in a huge amount of debt. That's crazy. So I'm saying, we got to get out of here. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I will say this real quick. Within the next year, you're going to find out Bill Gates has been taken off the planet, man.
Well, we'll see. All right.
Watch and see.
Well, let me say
4 or 5 months.
All right, Jay. All right, family.
Hope Captain have a good weekend.
You too.
To all out in the audience.
Right on.
Peace and love.
All right. We end this program. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E. Because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in the hell don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful weekend. You stay safe. You stay indoors and wash your hands. Shem Hotep means go in peace. Esante Sana means thank you. Brothers and sisters, a Bibi Fahorie. Bibi Fahorie means our victorious destiny. We will be victorious. You have a safe and wonderful weekend. Peace, family. See you on Monday, I hope. Peace.